Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know, busy day in sports. You know, we're going to talk about what happened in U.S. Open as Serena attempted to join Steffi Graf in the history in U.S. tennis. We'll also talk about what's going on in the world of sports with baseball, with the Mets and the Yankees, and yes, we're even going to talk about the Washington Nationals here, folks. And of course, we'll talk a little NBA, a little WWE. I know you're checking out the Mayweather-Berto fight, so we'll talk a little bit about that too. And of course, we're going to talk NFL because you know. NFL, you know, season officially started Thursday, you know, with the Patriots and the Steelers. We're going to talk about that momentarily, of course. And, of course, as usual, we're going to end the show off with a little WWE news. And 1 week away from Night of Champions, so we're definitely going to talk about that. But most importantly, we are the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. And with that, yeah, man, let's before we talk football, because, you know, that's the big thing that's going down right now. But as equally amazing in the world of sports is, of course, the shocking upset of Serena Williams in the semifinals of the U.S. Open a few days ago. And she was defeated by Roberta Vinci in the semifinals, and basically, you know, the whole world is stunned after Serena defeated her her older sister Venus, and she won the previous three you know events in tennis, which would be Wimbledon, you know, the French Open and the Australian Open. But she, as thanks to Roberta Vinci, her chances of winning, you know, the Grand Slam in a calendar year, that elusive you know mark was eluded to her because of the upset by Vinci, the 43 ranked Vinci. And as a result, Serena, you know, wasn't able to make history and join Steffi Graf. And but Vinci's Cinderella story ended when she lost to her fellow countrywoman from Italy in the finals, Flavia Pennetta, I think her name is. Let me see.
She lost.
Yeah, she. What you gonna call it? Vinci. She lost. You know.
Wow.
She lost to her countrywoman. She was trying to you know capitalize on that upset that she had with you know Venus. I mean not Venus, Serena, I should say. But her Cinderella ride ended.
Wow. So that was all for nothing.
Yeah.
You beat the number one seed and then you go to the finals, but you don't end up winning it. Wow, what a waste.
Yep, Flava Panetta. She wins, and after she won, she announced that she retired from the sport. So she went out on top.
Vinci?
No, not Vinci. Flava Panetta, the lady who defeated Vinci.
Oh, I see. Wow. What a way to go out.
Yep. She defeated the lady who defeated, you know, Venus. I mean, Serena.
Yeah.
I keep saying Venus.
Congrats to her for winning. You know, I've never heard of her before, but.
Yeah, and, yeah, congrats to, you know, her, and congrats to all the ladies, and, you know, Serena also, you know, she came, she was two wins away from making history, but, it wasn't meant to be. And,
unfortunately.
And, you know, some people, you know, in the internet are, you know, assuming that Drake might be a curse for her, you know, not winning because they're reportedly dating. But to me, that's bull, because, I mean, you know, I mean, come on, she's a professional. I mean, as long as he's not, you know, like cheating to make her lose, there's no way he's the reason why she lost. Bottom line is, you know, Vinci had a career game, and before that, if I'm not mistaken, Serena beat her three times already before, you know, in their career.
Right.
So, you know, the fourth time was the charm for Vinci. So, you know,
Vinci doesn't even go out and win the championship.
Exactly. That was her. her championship was beating Serena, upsetting Serena. But
pretty
she has
much.
Nothing, she has nothing to show for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about you, but it's kind of like, you know, like when you root for a team, like let's say for me, for example, Cardinals, when they upset the Mets in 06, I wanted them to lose, you know. I didn't want, because I know there's some people who say, okay, you know, hey, as long as I lose to the eventual champion, I'll be happy, you know. It proves that, hey, you know, it wasn't just me, you know, it was that team's year. Me, on the other hand, shoot, if a team upset my team, I want them eliminated. I want them swept because nobody remembers a team that didn't win the championship.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Vinci upsetted, you know, Serena, but now Panetta won the title, upsetted Vinci. So Panetta got the shine now.
Exactly, yep.
You know, so, you know,
Vinci's basically old news now.
Yeah, exactly. And, but on the men's side, Djokovic and Federer, they're going to battle each other for the, you know, the main prize, for the, you know, the men's title. So that should be, for, you know, tennis lovers, you know, and even casual tennis lovers, they could, that's another match to, you know, keep an eye out for.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yep. So that's something that, you know, people are going to keep their eye on. But one thing we all know everybody's going to be keeping an eye on, and you included, is football.
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped up, man.
Oh,
football season is back.
Yep. It officially started on Thursday, as you know, when the Patriots beat the Steelers. And Tom Brady proved that, you know, he didn't skip a beat. He didn't need no practice. He was in Iverson mode. We're talking about practice. He didn't need practice because the Patriots defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers by the final score of 28-21.
Yep.
And basically, they deflated all the Patriot haters' chances of seeing the Patriots, you know, crumble. But, you know, basically they're on their way. And some games to keep an eye out on is, of course, your Giants, you know, facing the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, prime time.
Prime time game, yep. I know you're definitely pumped about that. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see, you know, if Beckham continues his, ways, where he left off from last season. If he continues to burn these cornerbacks and safeties, and I want to see how the Giant offense, you know, if they continue from where they left off after last season. And I know their defense is not going to be that great, but hey, who knows? Maybe their defense under Spagnuolo he surprises us. You know, we'll have to see. But it'll definitely be an intriguing game to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and. Eli, I heard he recently signed that extension. So you're going to be seeing a lot of Manning to Beckham for many years.
I think it's a 4-year deal, right?
I think so. Was it $85 million or something like that, or close to that?
I think so.
So congrats to, you know, the Giants for, you know, giving him the money.
Yep.
And, you know, basically, you know, it's well deserved. I mean, Eli, you know, he won 2 titles, and that guy is clutch.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it. You know, he's won us 2 championships. He's been clutch when we needed him to in the playoffs. Yeah, so hopefully he could bring us another one within the next several years before it's time to say goodbye.
No doubt about that, man. And, it'll definitely be both teams, Giants and of course the rival Cowboys. They're both going to try to make the playoffs for the first time in a long time here.
Yeah.
So the battle for the NFC East starts later tonight.
Yeah. Well, Cowboys, you know, they made the playoffs last year. They some people are picking them to win this division, this NFC East. And
right.
They definitely have weapons, and Romo and Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, so they're going to be tough as usual.
Right, no doubt about that. And hopefully the Giants, you know, they won't collapse.
Yeah.
They've been doing lately. But another game to keep an eye out for is the Jets and the Cleveland Browns. You know, Todd Bowles, he's gonna be pitching. He's gonna be coaching his first game. You know, as a head coach, and he's gonna be facing former assistant coach Mike Patton with the Browns. So that's gonna be an interesting matchup, you know, between both young coaches there.
Yeah, something to watch tomorrow, and something to keep an eye out on is some of the new Jet players like Brandon Marshall,
right?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See how they perform tomorrow.
Behind center, you know, due to the Geno Smith injury, due to the sucker punch that his former teammate IK Mpali, however you pronounce that guy's name, sucker punched him several weeks ago. So
yep.
As a result, Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback, and you know we'll see how he does with those new tools like Marshall, and of course on the defensive side. The band's back together with Revis and Cromartie, so that's definitely going to be interesting to see how the Jets can come out with a victory here, you know, at home.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be at Cleveland's, in Cleveland, right? The game.
No, it's in MetLife Stadium.
Oh, is that MetLife? Okay.
So that's one game I'm definitely looking forward to. Cause the Jets, man, they really need to turn it around, and they're gonna have their, they desperately with the Patriots, out of the chute, got that victory and. Of course, about the Patriots' dominance. Jets really need to get this game.
Yeah, they need to, they need to hopefully compete with the Patriots in this division. And the Bills. The Bills are not going to be much improved this year. So
that's
going to be another tough test. And the Dolphins are much improved as well.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough – it's going to be a dogfight in that AFC East and Bills at the same time at 1 p.m. As the Jets Browns game, they're going to be battling against the Colts, Andrew Luck and the Colts. So that's another big matchup. It's going to be Rex Ryan's debut as the Bills head coach, and that's another one you want to circle on your calendar, folks.
Oh yeah.
And another one, of course. Dolphins are going to be facing Redskins and, of course, Packers, Bears. You know, that's going to be an exciting game right there.
Yeah.
And, man, it's going to be an interesting matchup. Yeah, Lions, Chargers. It's going to be, and, of course, the AFC, the NFC champion Seahawks, they're going to be battling the Houston Texans. So that's another matchup that people will, be checking out too.
I'm pumped. I'm going to be sitting in front of my TV, watching football, eating chips, drinking beer, hand down my pants like Al Bundy. can't wait.
So I know you're excited about the Giants-Cowboys, being a huge Giant fan. What games are you looking forward to the most?
All the games. I mean, the Packers Bears, I think it's gonna be a good game. The Broncos Ravens is gonna be another good game, I think. I'll watch some of the Jets and the Browns as well. So I'll watch some of that.
I know one game. Oh, what are you gonna say? I'm sorry.
And I'm monitoring my fantasy football. You know, gotta monitor my fantasy football to see how my two teams in my two leagues do. So a lot of football tomorrow.
I know one game you won't be interested in. It's the Jags versus Panthers.
Oh yeah, that's probably not even gonna be on TV. I don't think, but and I don't have any fantasy players on either team, so I don't care about that.
Well, it's on Fox, but I guess it's on Fox, but I think, like you said, there'll be other more important games that they'll be showing in places.
It's probably a regional game. I don't think it'll be a primetime game, would it?
No, Fox is regional. So, yeah, they'll most likely show the Chicago Bears-Packer game.
Yeah.
In its place. Unless if you're, like you said, regional.
Yeah.
But shifting gears to MLB, man, the Mets, man, they're hot, man. They've won six games in a row. They just swept the Nationals, who basically the Nationals, man, they're a national disaster, man. I mean, they talk all that smack about the Mets. Oh, it's their division to win and all that stuff. And they had a chance to slap the Mets in the mouth, and they got stomped on. And two words that symbolizes how the Nationals got their butt whooped: Yoenis Cespedes.
Cespedes for the rest of us.
Exactly, man. If I had a mic in my hand, I would just drop in and walk off and just end the show like that. But yeah, man, this guy, man, he is clutch. Today he just hit a home run too. Or should I say Saturday night he hit a home run. This guy has, 16 home runs as a Met. He has, about 40 RBIs as a Met. He's been on the team since August 1st. This guy should be the NL MVP. But I don't think he's going to get it because he started his season in the AL. You know, with the Tigers. So I think because of that, he's not going to get it. And, of course, Bryce Harper, he's having an awesome year. But, the Mets, for the most part, they've kept him in check. The Mets have won six straight games overall, and they've won six straight games against the Nationals, sweeping them both times in the, at home and away. And, it's pretty awesome. The Mets are actually, right, I think as we speak, they're 9.5 games. The magic number coming into right now is 12 as we speak. The Mets are 9.5 up on the Nationals. And, basically it's just a, matter of time that the Mets will clinch the division and get back to the playoffs and win win the division since 2006, where they had that almost magical run which basically made them one win away from going to the World Series. Unfortunately, the Cardinals had other plans. But yeah, this team is really awesome, man. I mean, the acquisitions that Alderson got, Cespedes, Kelly Johnson, Uribe, Tyler Clipper, they've been great. I mean, Tyler Clipper had a horrible game. He gave up a game-tying home run today, three-run home run. But other than that, he's been awesome. He's been a great setup guy. And today, Mets, they won by the final score 6-4. Familia got his 40th save. He became the third closer in Mets history after Benitez and Billy Wagner to have at least 40 saves. So congratulations to him. And, Mets, after they swept the Nationals, they won the first two games. I mean, they won, these games against the Braves right now. And they're looking to get the sweep.
Man, Nationals, the Braves, those teams are pathetic.
Yeah, you're not lying. You're definitely not lying, that's for sure.
Pathetic.
Yeah, the Mets are looking to have a 4-game sweep. You know, they beat up on the they swept the Nationals 3 games, and they're looking to get a 4-game sweep with the Braves. And you know, it's awesome how the way the Mets are playing. I mean, I hope they could keep this up. And Cespedes, man, he's like Terry Collins said, Matt Harvey said that, you know, there need to be another league for Cespedes to play in, because when you think about it, it's like a video game. It's unreal how this guy, he's on like on a different world, the way how he's playing.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, if he had beer, actually, he probably could have been MVP.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And speaking of, you know, switching over to the Yankees, Yankees had a big blow, you know. Teixeira, you know, he has a season-ending injury. At first, people thought it would be like a day-to-day injury. And right now, Yankees are battling the rival Blue Jays for the division. And what's your thoughts on what's going on with the Yankees?
Well, yeah, like you said, Teixeira, he's out with that knee injury. This guy, he can't stay healthy, you know. He's been with us since 2009, and he hasn't played a full season without being injured, you know. But, yeah, so he's out. Yankees trying to, you know, score runs without him. This is a big series we have right now with the Blue Jays. The first 3 games of this 4-game set, last night we lost 11-5. Blue Jays gave us a butt whooping. Today we played a doubleheader. In the first game, you know, got off to a good start, it looked like, but Blue Jays came back. They tied the game. It went to 11 innings, and Blue Jays ended up winning the game of 9-5. And in the second game of the doubleheader, Blue Jays got out to a 6-0 lead, or 5-0 lead. I forget what it is. Yankees managed to tie it. They didn't manage to tie it. They got as close as 6-3. But Blue Jays kept pouring on, hitting home runs, and they won the second game of the doubleheader as well. I think it was 10-7 or 11-7. 10-7, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Blue Jays, man, they're tough right now. They're hitting home runs like it's nothing. It's like it's a flick of the bat with those guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like night and day. You know, you don't even have to pitch to them. They'll hit home runs in their sleep, you know.
Oh yeah.
But they're playing real well, and tomorrow the Yankees have to try to salvage the series by getting a win, hopefully. If not, then the Yankees will find themselves 5.5 games back in the division by Monday morning. You know, they still hold the wild card lead right now. You know, but let's not forget, if they win the wild card, they still have to play the other team in the vying for the wild card to get the final wild card spot.
Right.
So Yankees have a lot of work to do right now.
No doubt about that. And you know, basically, both teams, you know, they're in the playoff hunt. You know, right now the Mets, they got a lot of distance between them and the Nationals now. And now the Yankees, you know, they're trailing the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And they're running out of time. So, basically, the upcoming Subway Series game between the Mets and the Yankees this weekend is going to be it's going to be very crucial for the Yankees, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mets are going to look for revenge after losing the first series in Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm. 2 out of 3. Yep. They only won the only game with Matt Harvey on the mound, and Matt Harvey is expected to pitch one of the games during the series, which I think they're expecting it to be Sunday. I think it is that they think he's going to pitch. So that's going to be an interesting series right there. Mets and Yankees, you know, those series are always good, especially when both teams are good, you know. So, yeah, that's something definitely to keep an eye out for.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I don't want to hurry.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Repeat that.
Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly now.
Okay, yeah. No, I was just saying that it looks like Mayweather just won his fight. So he's now 49-0, and this is his final fight, supposedly.
He ties Rocky Marciano for the, you know, most wins, undefeated wins in history, boxing history. So congrats to him. But there's controversy with the win he had against Pacquiao because there's reports claiming that Mayweather took a substance, some IV substance that taints his victory. So Pacquiao is claiming that he wants a rematch with him, but I don't see that happening. I think Mayweather is going to try to look for an easy way if he does return for a final match to get the 50th consecutive win. I don't think he's going to pick Pacquiao.
Yeah. I mean, it would be good to see. It'd be another huge payday for both fighters, but hey,
mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see what happens.
No doubt about that. Oh, and other MLB, going back to MLB, your old nemesis, David Ortiz, he hit his 500th career home run.
Oh, yep, I did see that.
So congrats to him.
Congrats.
And Pete Rose, he got honored by Cincinnati after he broke the MLB hits record 30 years ago. So congrats to him as well.
Congrats.
But shifting to NBA, there was reports that Knicks are considering trading Carmelo Anthony. To me, I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't think it should happen because, I mean, you're not going to get a player of his caliber back. I mean, yeah, I know the Knicks aren't winning a lot of games with him as evidence of that franchise, you know, 65 losses this past season. But I think I think they need to wait this offseason, see if they could get another guy, like hopefully a Durant or somebody of that caliber to come and pair up with him. And if they can't do that, then I think they should consider, you know, trading him.
I don't think Melo's going to be traded. I mean, I think it's all rumors right now. I don't see it happening. I think Knicks are going to try to find someone else to, you know, team up with Melo next season. So
I think so, too. And I think that's a smarter move, even though I know there's a lot of people who disagree with that decision, with my opinion. But, you know, I think the best decision is to keep them.
Exactly.
And shifting to WWE, Sting, he channeled his inner Joker. And he was doing pranks and to get inside Seth Rollins' head. And, you know, the climax of that, it was basically, at the end of the show, he basically tossed Seth Rollins' trophy that looks like chocolate. He tossed it into the dumpster, and he got the statue crushed by the garbage truck, and he drove away like if he was the Joker. So that was a, you know, very funny, you know, segment, very funny side of Sting. I heard that he had that gimmick when he was in TNA. He had the Joker gimmick in TNA. So it was interesting to see him, pull that off in the WWE arena, which, you know, most likely is the first time anybody's seen him act like that, you know, because they usually see the Surfer Sting and then the serious Crow Sting that he's been doing since, 1997 or so?
Right.
So it was interesting to see that other dimension of Sting, and you know, hopefully, I hope he can get the title, you know, next week. But of course, we're gonna definitely talk more about that on next week's episode. You have any anything noteworthy you remember from Raw this week?
Yeah, I mean, just that Sting segment. Yeah, that's the one that pretty much stuck out. Other than that, yeah, I mean, nothing else really stuck out to me, really.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I know Sheamus was basically hinting that he might cash in the Money in the Bank, but other than that, I can't really think of anything else. I mean, I know that Divas had a, you know, I think Sasha Banks and who was it? Was it Paige? I think had a match.
Yeah.
I didn't see the match. I'd have to look back to see how it went down. But I heard it. I think it was a good match. They even had the rematch on SmackDown. But yeah, I mean, WWE's been looking good lately. You know, they have, you know, the Diva Revolution, the Tag Team Revolution, headlined by the Dudley Boys, and they're going to be facing the winner of the upcoming matchup between primetime players and New Day from Raw, this upcoming Raw, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And whoever wins that, the number one contender, or I should say, who's ever the champion will face the number one contenders, the Dudley Boys, at Night of Champions next week. So that's a definitely interesting matchup. And Seth Rollins is going to try to walk away with both titles, the U.S. and the World Heavyweight title. He's going to try to defend both titles between two future Hall of Famers, in Sting and, of course, you know, John Cena.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Wyatt family, you know, they're continuing their feud with the two-thirds of the Shield, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, and their mystery partner, which will be revealed this Sunday, next Sunday coming up. And Lana, she suffered a serious wrist injury. I heard some reports say she might not wrestle for like a year or so.
Lana?
Lana injured her wrist.
Wow.
A serious wrist injury. She had surgery. So that basically putting their whole storyline on hold for, I don't know, for how long. And, that's a tough blow. And, you have any last words you'd like to say?
Enjoy football, the return of football tomorrow, and to come back and check out my show iMac Saturdays at 11, and check out Sports and Religion at its normal time, Sundays at 6.
Yeah, next week. That's where we're going to give the preview for Night of Champions, and we'll give you our picks, who we think is going to win, who we think is going to lose. You know the deal. And so definitely check out that show next week, 6 o'clock at its regular time. And I want to thank you guys for listening. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. And thanks for enjoying the show.